Morning, Danny. How are you?
I'm well, thanks, Michael.
That's good. Are you going to get any R&R next week, or is it still nose to the grindstone?
No, look, we're obviously really busy with the team at the moment. A lot of the spring horses are not far off. We were hoping to get trialled on, well, yesterday at Geelong, but there was a bit too much rain. So, no, it's always a busy time of the year.
Are you
late July into August?
Are you in the camp that we should be racing next week, or can you see what Racing Victoria are trying to do?
Look, yeah, I didn't have any problem with it. I thought, albeit the trainers and stable staff wouldn't get a week off, it'd be not the worst thing for the jockeys and the media who wouldn't have to attend, the barrier attendants, the stewards. So, we weren't giving up a lot. It would have been a couple of synthetic meetings and maybe one meeting or two meetings on a heavy 10 somewhere. So I think I think it was well worth the trial, and maybe going forward without COVID, it might be a chance for those other people to have a week off and freshen up.
Just before I speak about your weekend horses, you mentioned the spring, and gee, you've got some good horses this spring, and you've got some new additions to the stable, Finance Tycoon, one of those as well. Have you got to see much and try and understand this horse who's joined your team from Team Hayes and Dabernick? He's a horse that looks like he's got a lot of potential, the showdown winner.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he obviously had a terrific two-year-old season with the Hayes team, and he's come to us in fantastic condition. So, we won't be able to take too much credit for wherever he goes to this spring, because he's come to us ready to go. And he's just been with us for a week now, but he'll trial at Flemington in a couple of weeks' time, on probably Monday the 9th of August, and then we'll weigh up where he goes to. But more than likely the McNeil. And like a lot of those three-year-old colts, it's always the question whether you keep them to the sprinting courses or whether you aim up for a potential Caulfield Guineas. But all that we'll find out in due course.
And how have the WA horses settled into their surrounds down at Barwon Heads, Superstorm and Inspirational Girl?
Very well. Again, they came to us really forward and fit. Grant and Alana Williams had done a really strong winter preparation to have them ready for us. Superstorm will probably have a trial at Flemington tomorrow morning. And Inspirational Girl's only a week or two behind him. But, really nice horses to have, and they've come to us in great condition.
Inspirational Girl's well in the betting for the Mimsy. Is that where you will be aiming her first up, maybe?
We'll play it by ear. Bob will make most of those decisions. Yeah, he's very hands-on with his horses, and there's probably no more successful person in Australian racing. So, we've got the Lawrence and the Mimsy, I think, in the pipeline for them, and we'll find out what happens over the next couple of weeks.
You do everything in racing, Danny. You race, you train, you own, and you also breed. And I'm not sure if you caught up with the interesting comments from Michael Kent yesterday about what we are and how we're breeding horses here in Australia, which could have a flow-on effect to trying to rehome, rehouse, and the equine welfare. I'd be fascinated to get your thoughts on this. This is just a snippet of what Michael Kent had to say yesterday.
Well, they're making us killing, aren't they, at the moment? Surely they've got to have responsibility with the welfare. We're all taking it on the welfare very seriously. We're taking it responsibly. We're trying to rehome our horses, do our best we can. I think they're the ones that need to step up to the plate there, I'm convinced. And don't breed out of roarers. Don't breed out of bleeders. Let's just spend some money on the genetics of the animal and see if we can't breed better. And let the stud book, why can't the stud book get involved here, or Ozhorse, who is promoting our thoroughbred? Collectively, we need to be better, because welfare is not just an issue for trainers and owners. It's going to be an issue for breeders as well. So,
as a breeder yourself, an owner and a trainer, what do you think about those comments?
Oh, I think they're a little unfair. I certainly know Ozhorse takes this incredibly seriously. I think Tom Riley and Anthony Thompson and Ozhorse have probably done as much as anyone in this area over the last few years. Ultimately, breeders don't survive unless they breed good racehorses. The very good breeders in Australia, the Widdens and the Arrowfields, et cetera, they're not trying to breed roarers or unsound horses. They're just trying to breed horses that can race to a high level. So, breeders do seem to get a fair whack all the time, and often it's not that well researched. As I said, if you've got Tom Riley or Anthony Thompson on, I'm sure they could walk you through just how much Ozhorse has been doing in this area.
Do you think we are breeding less hardy horses, though?
I just don't know how you can empirically put a ring around that and say, look, the horses that Bob Peters breeds that come over to me are not Liz Hardy. The sort of horse we breed a lot to our own stands, like Seamus Warden, and they're not Liz Hardy. So I do think there's a boom time for prices in Australian breeding at the moment, but that would suggest to you fundamentally that the product must be very good. Otherwise, why are people spending so much money on it? And it's not just Australians that are spending money on it. A lot of our yearlings are finding their way to Japan and Asia, so they must be doing something right.
And the situation over in Germany is a fascinating one, where they restrict any horses who have had any type of roaring ailments and that from becoming a premium breeder over there. Is that something that maybe Australia should look at?
Look, it would mean that a horse like, say, you think wouldn't go to stud. Mm. He's going to finish top five on the side. Germany does have a much, much smaller pool of horses and they don't have anywhere near the vibrant racing scene that we have. So I'm not sure we need to copy too much from Germany.
And on the numbers, are we breeding too many? And I know they've been reduced in recent years, or do you think we've got the right number each season that are being bred?
Well, the clearance rates of the sales and et cetera seem to suggest that we've got enough and not too much. Remember, we are not just breeding for ourselves. We're a net exporter of thoroughbreds, and market forces tend to settle on what the right amount is. People aren't going to keep breeding horses if they don't find a market for them, or if they're not competitive on the racetrack.
Speaking of competitive, you've got a lot of competitive horses heading to Caulfield on Saturday, including Reflect the Stars. Willow's on board. This is the Star Spangled Banner mare. Third up from a bit of a break, is she ready to fire on Saturday?
Yeah, she is. Look, she won second up at a mile and a half in the spring, so she doesn't have any problem getting to that sort of distance pretty quickly early in her prep. She's a very light-frame, clean-winded mare, and she's third up for this race. And it was a race we obviously targeted as being the Super Bovis staying race. So no, she'll go to the races with no excuses on Saturday.
How do you think she's come back this time in? Is she going well?
I think so. Two unsuitable races, but she ran well enough in both of them at the mile and the 2000. And she's a much better mare when she gets to 2400.
What about a heavy track? We're currently rated in the heavy range at Caulfield on Saturday.
Look, she has handled soft. I'd probably prefer it improved a rating or two. If you got to a soft seven, soft six, then I think I'd be more confident at that track rating.
Viral's shown he can handle wet tracks as well. What about the heavy for Viral?
Same sort of thing, I think. I think most trainers probably prefer that the 6-7 rather than the extreme heavy, unless you've got a real mud line.
Last start, what do you make of the run?
Yeah, he was just, we've put a crossover noseband on and just tried to change things up with him a little bit as far as, he's one of those older horses that may be struggling a bit with his breathing, but we did an overground scope on him and it seems okay. So, he's been a very honest horse for most of his career and hoping he can bounce back there on Saturday.
Looking forward to seeing Regulus again, the full brother to Star Witness. He's a flashy type and he ran really well last start after getting an early bump down the Flemington Straight. Trained on well?
He has. Like a lot of those colts, a trip to the races has really woken him up and improved him for fitness. As brilliant as Star Witness. He's a horse that probably throw him more to Starcraft. He seems to be a horse that might be best when he gets towards a mile. And hence we're going second up at the 1400. But he's definitely found a couple of lengths from his first up run, and hopefully that's good enough to put him in the finish.
And from that gate, 1400's a bit tricky. Will you ride a bit conservatively?
Look, I'll leave that up to Craig. He's probably not the worst draw for him, because he's a big striding sort of guy. You wouldn't want him three back the rail at Caulfield. So as long as he's in a rhythm, I'm sure Craig will work out what to do.
So that's race three, number five. He's well in the market there. And then we go to race four, Absolute Flirt. Another one who is just a money machine for the connections, always tries her heart out. She won really well first up. What are your thoughts on a heavy deck at Caulfield on Saturday?
Yeah, look, I'm going to repeat myself, but again, soft six, soft seven is probably be nice for her. She's in great order, albeit it's a small but very, very good field. It's probably one of the races of the day. There's three or four high-class mares in that race, but she always gives a really good accountant. She's got the 3 kilos for Alana, who's riding so well. So I'm sure she can be in the finish.
The feature is the Bletchingly, and I'm sure Order of Command's not going to be disappointed to see more wet conditions compared to first up. Was that just what you thought was the excuse? It was a bit of a firm deck for Order of Command first up?
Yeah, look, he went there a bit underdone, but you know, we had this Bletchingly Stakes in mind for him since Sydney, and he needed to probably clean out in that race. And as you said, it was a good score that day, which albeit he's won on it, but he's lengths better when he, particularly at this high standard, on stop, and he will get that, and he's improved out of the run, and we're expecting him to be really competitive.
Drawn a good gate as well, should just get a sit behind them. Do you think he's been a bit overlooked at $11 in the market?
Possibly, particularly if the track is a genuine wet track. You've only got to go back a couple of runs, and he ran second in a Galaxy in what was a really high rating race. So I think if you mark him only on his wet track form, you'd have to put him in.
And you've got Sugartown and Safe Passage that both go around in race number 9. Sugartown's been a horse that's around the mark. What do you make of her run last start?
Look, she potentially hit the front maybe a bit too soon. And again, she will appreciate the give in the ground. She's a filly that just probably doesn't let go as well on genuine good ground, and she's going to get soft ground there on Saturday. And Safe Passage, she's lightly raced, really well-bred schnitzel filly that was very good early in her prep last autumn. So hoping she can, again, be competitive at the start of her prep now.
Good team, Crawford Saddler. Who do you think's your best?
Look, I think Absolute Flirt, albeit it's a really, really tough race. And if I had, we're really hoping with Regulus, being a young horse that we've got, he's got a good pedigree, and that we've got hopeful aspirations he can step up to better things. We're hoping he could win for us there as well.
You've only got one in today, Shine and Dandy. This is a son of Dan Dino. Expecting more today?
We are. Yeah, we do think that the further he goes, the better he'll get. So he gets out to 2,000 today, and we're hoping he can run better than he did the other day.
Where does Yulong Phelps go, who was really impressive on debut?
Yeah, he's just in a bit of a holding pattern. We didn't want to run him on a heavy 10. He's off a reasonable break. And program-wise, we're potentially going to Adelaide on Saturday week with him. Albeit if racing is up and going over there. So you might see him across the border next weekend.
Birds are chirping, Danny. Sounds like it's a nice morning down at Bowen Heads. Good luck with the team over the weekend.
The weather hadn't been great early in the week, but it's a good week. Good morning at Bowen Heads this morning.
Might be. Do you get in the water at all? Are you a surfer down there?
I'll go in for a body surf, mate. That's about my standard.
What's the temperature like now?
No, it must be about 10 or 12 degrees, but it's still, there's no wind, and it's a really nice morning.
Beautiful.
Enjoy it. Cheers, Daddy.
Thanks, Michael.